New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
Good morning. This morning we have the president and CEO of AmeriCares, Michael Nienhuis. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in. So can you tell our listeners, what is AmeriCares?
Sure. AmeriCares is a global humanitarian organization that responds to people who are affected by poverty and disaster, both here in the U.S. and around the world. We're focused on improving the health of people in those situations so that they have an opportunity to pursue a productive life. We're based in Connecticut, been around for about 40 years, and effectively work in both disaster settings and in ongoing situations where people are affected by poverty.
Now, I know you said you had a great founding story. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. We were founded in 1979 by a Connecticut businessman who, at the tail end of the Vietnam War in about 1975, he was watching the television. There was a news story about something going on in Vietnam called the baby lift. It was an evacuation out of Vietnam of infants and babies who were targeted for adoption in the U.S. And so there's several planes taking off with these infants to get them out of Vietnam before the war was over. And one of those planes crashed, and most of the children survived. But this baby lift was being carried out by the U.S. military, and they didn't have another plane to go back and get these kids. So he couldn't take this, watching this in his living room in Connecticut. So he figured out a way to charter a Pan Am jet and had it fly over to Vietnam to rescue these children and bring them back to the United States, where their adoptive parents were waiting for them. So this sort of welled up in him, this desire to reach out to people in crisis around the world, and it began the ball rolling toward doing other acts of reaching out to people who are affected by a disaster or a situation around the world.
Now, your role, when did you take on becoming the president and CEO?
I've been there for 4 years now.
Okay. And why did you want to just jump into this role?
So before coming to AmeriCares, I was leading another global health-focused organization based in Georgia, and was recruited to come lead AmeriCares. And I sort of jumped at the chance because of the excellent reputation, the high-quality work, the large footprint of the organization, both here in the U.S., and around the world. And I've been involved in global health-focused activity for about 25 years. Started my career actually as a journalist and sort of took a odd route to get into this kind of work. But I've just committed my life for the past more than two decades to serving people who are in need around the world.
For our Nash listeners, what is the mission for AmeriCares?
Our mission is to save lives and improve health for people affected by poverty and disaster so that they can reach their full potential. So what that means is we work at times of disaster and every day to improve the health of people who are in underserved settings, who are in difficult settings, and give them an opportunity to pursue a productive life.
What does AmeriCares do differently than another organization that might be doing the same thing or something similar?
The heart of our mission is a recognition, first of all, that health is fundamental, that health is the gateway to the rest of development. Like with good health, kids can be in school and learn and chart a new future for themselves. With good health, parents can be working, creating an economic future for their families. With good health, neighbors can be working together to build and rebuild their communities. And poor health puts all of that in jeopardy. So we start there, that health is fundamental. And then next we say, what's the best way to help improve the health circumstance of people who are in these sorts of settings? And we believe that work is very much focused on building the capacity of the local health center, the health post, the clinic, the hospital that serves people at the community level. If we can help little health posts, hospitals, and clinics around the country and around the world who are serving this population do their work better, then health will improve for their communities and people will have a better chance at a good future.
What have you felt has been a struggle for you?
The number of disasters that are happening around the world today, both natural disasters, certainly we saw that in the hurricanes that hit the U.S. and the Caribbean in the fall of last year. But increasingly, that people who are really affected in what you would call an emergency or disaster are affected in conflict areas. So around the world, there are 65 million people who are displaced from their homes by one thing or another, but the majority of that, 80%, is because of conflict. So that population that really needs our help are in insecure places, in places of conflict, and our ability to serve them in the midst of those very difficult settings is increasingly challenging. So I think that's one of the big issues we face.
The historic 2017 Atlantic hurricane season produced 17 named storms. How is this affecting AmeriCares?
Well, we respond to 25 to 30 disasters around the world every year, most of which you'll never hear about. Of course, in the summer and fall of last year, we had the three big hurricanes that hit in the U.S. and the Caribbean, and that really dominated both the news cycle about disasters, even though there were another dozen or more that were going on. But at the same time, it sort of dominated our work as well. We did major responses in Texas and in Florida and in Puerto Rico and in the Caribbean, the Virgin Islands and islands like Dominica. So that was really an intensive part of our work, was that response to those disasters. And what that creates for us is not only the opportunity to respond, but it creates longer-term work for us, because we not only respond to the disasters, but we stay to help recover from those disasters. So we're making long-term commitments in the Houston area, in Puerto Rico, to build back health systems there and provide better health services for people who are affected.
And when you respond, what is it that you bring? What is it that you do?
So we do a couple of different things. Immediately, we bring medicines and medical supplies. So one of the things that makes us distinct and unique is we have a relationship with about 200 pharmaceutical and medical supply companies that donate products to us. They do this every day for all of our ongoing work. Last year, we received over $1 billion worth of medicines and supplies.
Wow.
That we process through a distribution center in Connecticut and send out to hospitals, clinics, and health posts in about 40 countries primarily, and across the whole of the U.S. in all 50 states. So in a disaster setting, that's the first thing we do, is we bring medical aid in the form of medicines and supplies to fill the gaps at the local hospitals, clinics, and health centers that need them at that moment. And then we follow up to do other kinds of programming, helping to build back clinics and hospitals that were damaged. So we do a lot of reconstruction work. And then we start focusing a little bit longer term. Are there chronic disease issues that people are facing that have been disrupted by the disaster? We start to look at things like mental health and trauma support, because that's become a really big need for people who have been affected by disaster. So a whole range of things that follow that initial bringing of that medical aid.
Do you welcome on volunteers?
We don't use volunteers in the field quite so much as maybe some other organizations do. We have a professional staff. One of the things we've learned over the course of our history and working in this setting is that really doing effective work in these very difficult places requires people who really know what they're doing. So when we send a team to Nepal after the big earthquake there a couple of years ago, these have to be people who have been in these sort of settings before, who know the systems that are in place, who understand our work, who know how to work in hardship, who are trained to do this, know the standards of practice for emergency response. So we focus on our professional staff. These are well-trained, well-experienced people who know what they're doing.
I'm here with the president and CEO of AmeriCares, Michael Nienhuis. When we come back, we're going to talk about the work that you do in the United States, in addition to globally, as well as how long you stay after a disaster and what you do, in addition to local health centers that you now have. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.